Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We talked about children and how their mouths are,
Now
that I'm in the middle of this sentence.
Should you finish?
Their mouths sometimes get them in trouble and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, because they're so honest. The kids say the funniest, honest things.
Darndest, weirdest things. Lil D, I think we're going to need to drag you in on this one because I believe your children are in the habit of saying a bunch of things recently. Lil D is like a baby making factory. You know, like the Play-Doh thing that you just like, you squeeze it and just
pump it out.
Yeah. Just like how, like 14 kids in 3 years. How many kids have you had?
Or three.
Three kids in 3 years though.
But that's
Exactly 3 years or under 3 years?
A little over 3 years.
And so then she's pregnant now?
Now.
Okay. So I don't even remember where this original story came from, but it's all these parents ratting their children out. The first bit of them is clearly from like a porn site or something. Every one of these kids is saying,
yeah,
really,
mommy part, daddy part.
A 3-year-old told his father that his vajayjay looked like a hot dog. My kids confuse that for a while because when you have little ones, you like the doctors all say, don't give it a cute name. Don't call it a wee wee or a
be anatomically correct.
Yes. So you're saying the technical term for vajayjay. And if you're saying it a lot, like if you already have a boy in the house and you're teaching him to potty train or whatever, you're like, you're wee wee. I won't say, okay, you're weenus, whatever you call it, when you're calling it that thing, then your daughter is like, my weenus looks weird. Like they don't understand that not everybody's private part
exactly
is labeled the same thing.
Yeah.
Did your kids talk about their privates incorrectly?
Kind of, yeah.
Like how?
Well, my daughter told me that she wanted what her brother had.
Oh.
Like that kind of thing.
She wants one of those?
Yeah, yeah. She was upset that he had more there than she did.
And you craftily replied.
Yeah, too late.
Not much I can do about that.
Not much I can do.
Some kid told his Sunday school class, they're going around the room and they're asking, what does your dad do?
Mm-hmm.
And this kid says, my dad drinks beers and pees on trees.
It's not wrong.
Well, I think what they meant was
career
as a vocation.
I had almost the exact, not quite that, but I had some the other day. We went to Costco and we were getting ready for a barbecue that we were having at our house.
Okay.
And so my daughter likes to carry the list. That's her thing, you know? And so I tell her what to cross off the list. And so she was asking me what the list said. And on that was soda, beer, so on and so forth. And I'm not a big drinker at all. And she asked me, she was like, what's beer? And I was like, well, beer's an adult drink. It's what the adults will have at the barbecue, that kind of thing. And so then we go back and we're at the soda and I grab this just humongous thing of Coke, you know, like 48 Cokes that you can get at Costco.
Okay.
And I throw it on the cart and there's this poor little old woman standing next to us. And I, as soon as I put it on the cart, my daughter goes, is that your beer?
I'm not. I don't have a problem.
I don't usually get this many at once. Like.
There was another one on one of these other sites that said the son went to his dad when he was 6 years old and said, "Dad, can we get a cat?" And the dad says, "Son, your mom is allergic to cats, so no." And the son says, well, when mom dies, can we get a cat?
Dad's like, sure.
Yeah, no. Let's get that done, Ben. Let's start working on the mom death. I kind of like a little extra cat around the house. I'm trying. God, I don't want to retell the worst story of my life, but every time I think about when kids say the darndest thing, it was me. It's my kid was so into that. What is that show? Do your kids watch it? Where they show it's Mighty Machines. Where they just show...
Oh, yeah, stuff and just dig in or just do whatever.
Steve, to be totally honest...
I would love that show.
I can completely, as a total aside to this conversation, mm-hmm. I can see you partaking in adult beverages or adult other things and just send out... It's literally just like, today, we're doing the cement mixer.
Yes!
And they just show dudes pouring cement all... And it's just like... I mean, I just remember sitting there with my son... It just fascinated. He watched the garbage truck one.
Yeah.
Like 47,000 times.
Heck yeah.
But what you don't realize is your child is learning that when large things, cement mixers, garbage trucks, when they back up, beep, they go, beep. Yes. And one time at the grocery store, a really large woman was in front of us and she started to back up. And my son was like, boop, boop. And I'm just like trying to grab his face and rip his like larynx out. I'm like,
which mighty machine are you?
God, how do you?
That sucks.
All right, little D, what was another one your kid said?
So my son right now is learning to potty train. And so one thing that he does is he doesn't really realize that he has to go. He just, he says it hurts down there. It hurts down there. And I'm like, no, it doesn't hurt. It just means you need to go to the bathroom, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're trying to teach him that. Well, the other day he's in the living room and my daughter's over in the kitchen. She's just eating at the table, doing her thing or whatever, not paying attention. Or so I thought. And so my son comes up and he's like, daddy, it hurts. And my daughter screams across the house, because you don't wash it good enough.
Shabora. Yeah.
Man, you clean that up, it's going to hurt us. Right. Legitimately. I don't want to keep going back. I mean, we want your, like, what darling little things have your kids said that are completely inappropriate? It's usually the F-bomb in church.
Oh, fun.
Or whatever. There was a little girl. Can we even tell this last? She went to her mom and said she had a car in her pocket. I shudder, like, telling the rest of this. Anyway, apparently somebody in their family had the little Matchbox car of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm.
She's a two... Should I stop?
I need closure.
The two-year-old girl then removed the Matchbox Hot Wheel Wienermobile from her...
Dang!
From her mommy part.
She's... How old?
No. Yes.
And yeah, I wouldn't have told that.
She said, see a wiener car in my pocket.
What?
And this mother said, it would not be the last time that I had to tell my daughter to stop using her as a pocket.
No. Oh, my... No. Well, it's like, it's kind of like, you know...
It's convenient.
It's a pouch. It's, you know, like a marsupial. Like
everything that we're doing right now makes me sweat.
Right. How do you...
So anyway, if your kid said something bizarre, maybe not necessarily...
Like a coach bag.
Okay. Oh,
clutch?
God.
No. Okay.
No.
I'll stop now.
It's a two-year-old.
Steve says the stupidest things. I got it.
That's what we're doing now. Oh, is this gonna... Did we just die?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Oh. Is the transmitter still on? Well, we'll find out. If your kids have said something ridiculous, we call it Kids Say the Darndest Things. Megan?
Hi. Yai.
Kids Say the Darndest Things.
So this is actually my cousin Lauren, but her uncle, or her dad, got her mom a Barnes & Noble Nook for her birthday.
Nice.
And when her Catholic school teachers asked what they did for her mom's birthday, she said, oh, my dad gave my mom Nookie for her birthday.
There we go. Thanks for telling the whole class.
Right.
That is sometimes a special part of a birthday. That's not what you share at show and tell. What did the teacher... Did the teacher get an explanation or they just left it at Nookie?
No, I believe they were discussed about it. They discussed it about that at...
At the parent-teacher conference.
Oh,
yeah. It's like, we're going to need to talk about you letting your daughter in on your Nookie times.
Yeah, get her a Kindle next.
Yep. Yeah, it was really good for the Catholic school nuns.
This is true.
Yeah, you don't want to do that at a Catholic school, for sure. Thank you, Megan. Lynn?
Yai.
Kids say the darndest things.
when my son was about four, his dad wasn't in his life, and I was raising him alone, so he didn't really have a lot of experience checking out male physiques, but I was teaching him. And we were at King Soopers one day, and he pointed up at the man behind us in line, and he goes, "Does that man have a..." And like, then he used the correct terminology. And then proceeded
to ask... Did he ask just if he had one of them, or did he ask if he had a big one, or just... How did
you... No, he just asked if he had used the proper word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I tell you another one real quick?
Yeah, sure.
When my daughter was four, she looked up at me very earnestly and she said, "Mom, you know, Barbie would be a lot prettier if she had a big butt like you."
Oh! That was a compliment.
Yeah, some people like that booty.
I think it was.
So the dude in the grocery store, did he turn around and like look at you like, yay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then he just kind of chuckled because what else could you do?
Right.
Yeah, I would start hitting on you going, "Yes, I do," okay, and I'm going to let your mom see it. That's weird. Thank you for the call, Lynn.
Well,
Katie.
Yay.
Kids say the darndest things.
Hey, my cousin was taking her little 5-year-old boy to kindergarten one morning, and he all of a sudden shouts out the S word in the back seat, and she was like, "What? You can't say that. That's a bad word." And he goes, "I can't say the S word. It's wrong to say the S word. Why can't I say the S word?" And she goes, "It's bad." She goes, "Do you even know what the S word means?" He goes, "Do I know what the S word means? I'll tell you what it means if you let me say the S word."
Was he saying the S word every single one of those times?
Yes.
Dude. Oh,
yeah, he's got it down.
With it.
I'm going to say this. What my kids are like, I may be the worst parent in the world. My kids are dying to cuss. So the other day I was just like, "Do it." I was like, I gave them each a cuss word and I'm like, "I want you to stand right here and say it as loud as you can."
Which one did you give them?
Right.
I didn't give either of them the F word. But
what?
No.
Well, but not the F word. It's the S word.
Yeah. No, I gave the S word for sure. They got to scream the S word and the D word.
Which, she finally asked him, "What does it mean?" And he goes, "It means Dad forgot something."
Because he's walking out and he's like, S!
Yeah. She went home and told her husband what happened. And he goes, "Wow, I do forget a lot."
Thank you for the call, Katie.
That's cool.
Linda?
Yes.
Yes.
Kids say, "Yay." Kids say the darndest thing.
So my daughter, when she was 5, I was pregnant with my second child, and she asked me why I was getting fat, and so I explained to her I was having another baby instead of correcting her. And so one day we were working out of daycare, and there was a larger lady walking into daycare, and she pointed right at her and screamed at the top of her lungs, "Mommy, she must be having 2 babies because she's really fat."
Oh my God. It's probably illegal to tackle your child, but fully appropriate in that instance. Do you apologize or do you pretend it didn't happen?
I apologized and kept walking. I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of grabbed my daughter. I said, "I am so sorry." And I just kept walking. I didn't know what to say.
That's probably the best thing to do. Just walk away, apologize and...
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah. It's triplets, by the way.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Julie.
Yay.
Yay.
Kids say the darndest.
So I was in Target, the toy section, with my 2-year-old who loves Thomas the Train.
Okay.
And the big Thomas the Train cards are Thomas, Percy, and James.
Got you.
And my kid's favorite car or train was Percy. And, of course, 2-year-olds can't say they're ours. So I'm in Target with my 2-year-old yelling, "I want Percy."
And he's not saying the R?
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's saying it loudly? He's screaming how much he loves Percy without the R in a store?
Yes. It seems deliberate by the Thomas the Train company.
I need me some more Percy.
I think I love your kid. Yeah. I want to bring...
What child was Percy?
I want him as my wingman. Oh, my God. That is awesome, Julie. Thank you for the call.
That's cool.
Cindy.
Yay.
Kids are crazy and say the darndest things. What happened?
Well, we were visiting my family when my daughter was two, and my sister had a new boyfriend she was introducing to the family. And this guy is the epitome of a guy who knows nothing about children.
Okay.
He's never been around kids a minute in his life and was completely awkward. Like, if you gave him a baby to hold, I don't even know what he would do. He'd probably just pass out.
Okay.
So, he thought he'd be really cool and entertain this future niece of his, and took her over, and they had a game going where she would spin the globe and point to a state or country, whatever, and he would tell her what it was and something about it. And they were in the room alone doing this, and she spun it and pointed to China. And he said, well, that's China. She pulled up her dress and said, China? I have a China.
Whoa! You have a communist bloc nation?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's awkward. That changed his babysitting days forever.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.